Well, it's 6 minutes after 1 o'clock on this, what is it, Thursday morning? Wouldn't believe it, would you? You know, at a time like this, one thinks of all the things one hasn't done rather than the things one has done. One keeps those things for a little later. And one of the things I have to apologize to everyone for is not getting round to being able to mention all those people who have written to me. Literally hundreds of people. Our mails have been a bit slow on some occasions, and we just haven't had this or that organized. And something I would like to say to everyone, that all your letters we have received, and I personally have read every single letter that has been sent to me, and I would sincerely like to thank every one of you who have written, and those who haven't written but just listened to us. I would like to thank those of you especially who've written, because, you know, it's so great to be out on a ship and to get mail, and me especially, being so many miles away from home, in fact 13,000 miles away from Australia, right in the centre of Europe here, and we really enjoy reading your letters, and those people who wrote long letters, it was like sort of getting something from home. So I would like to take this opportunity at 8 minutes past 1 o'clock on this Thursday morning in September 1970 to say a very big thank you to every one of you who have written. And if you haven't heard your name, and you know, if you haven't had a letter back, well, I do apologize sincerely and hope that you'll forgive me. But I would also like to say that your letter was gratefully received. Well, after getting that off my chest, I feel a little better anyway. A knock-knock competition that we started last week when I was doing the morning show while Andy was on holidays. That's a pity, because I got so many knock-knock jokes, and I thought for the next 2 hours I might tell you knock-knock jokes. Probably drive you off your head, but never mind. That's life, I suppose. And, well, here we go for the first one. Knock-knock, who's there? Doctor? Doctor who? That's right. I don't know. Terrible, isn't it? Shocking. It's 8.5 minutes after one on Radio Nordsee International. And this, of course, if you have just joined us, is our very last night. There we are. That's from James Last, a great favourite, of course, in Holland. And for all the Dutch people there, James Last. 10.5 minutes after 1 o'clock. And by the way, that last knock-knock joke came from Miss Astrid Geyer, Lilac Main Road, West Kensington, Seven Oaks, Kent, in England. Thank you to you for writing. And I got it on a Christmas card. I'll bet you I got the earliest Christmas card this year anybody's got. I'm rather lucky, aren't I? Okay. Another knock-knock competition here. This one from Neil Smith. Hello, Neil. Thanks for writing to me. And you live at 18 Longford Way in Staines, I think it is. Middlesex. I've been in England for about 2 years, but I still don't know all the places. Never mind. And your knock-knock joke goes, knock-knock, who's there? After who? I've mucked this one up, haven't I? After. After who? Aftershave lotion. Thanks, Neil, for your knock-knock joke this morning. And, oh dear, what a time. I can't believe this is all happening, you know. It's too much. Knock-knock, who's there? Mandy. Oh, maybe this is going to be naughty. Mandy who? Mandy, oh, I can't read that one. I thought it was something about Mandy Rice Davies. Hello, Mandy. It's nice to be speaking to you this morning. 12 minutes after one. I tell you what, we even heard about that in Australia. Mustn't say things like that.
Dans une maison forestière vivait un vieux professeur.
There we are. That's Aufrey Hughes, or Hughes Aufrey. I think he's a Frenchman, by the way, and that's on Barclay Records. It's 14 minutes after 1 o'clock on this Thursday morning, and if you're listening to us and just joined us and never heard us before, well, you've joined us for the last day of Radio Nordsee International, and it's very sad because we're closing down, of course, as you've probably heard if you were listening earlier. And, well, I suppose that's all one can say. We hope that we've brought you some happy times in the last few months. I haven't been with the ship a great length of time. In fact, I was with the BBC before I joined Radio Nordsee International. Don't think they'll have me back now, but never mind. Maybe I'll go home for Christmas. My mother would like to see me. I haven't been home for about 2 years. It's a great country, Australia. Incidentally, if you're listening and have relatives in Australia and friends there, on behalf of them, I'd like to say hello, because, you know, it's a great country, and if you're thinking of emigrating to Australia, I suggest you don't think too long, just go, because it's a magnificent country, if I do say so myself. I may be over-patriotic, but the sun and the surf and the sea, and especially, I think people in a few years' time will come to recognise Australia for the north, for the northern part of Australia, more than the southern part of Australia. It's a great new country and possibly one of the last frontiers of the world. And it's really exciting. It's an exciting country, and I think it's an exciting group of people. Anyway, enough about that for the moment. I may say something more later. But on with our knock-knock jokes, and I've worked out this last one. And it says, knock-knock, who's there? Mandy? Mandy who? Mandy lifeboats were sinking. Well, yes, I suppose so. And that came from, some sweet girl, Miranda McNeil. Hello, Miranda. Of Ridley House, Felixstowe College, Felixstowe, Suffolk. And thank you very much indeed for your knock-knock joke. And at 16 minutes after one, here's another knock-knock joke. It says, knock-knock, who's there? Gestapo. Gestapo who? Shut up. I'm asking the questions. Yes. And that came from Adrian Clark of 129 Sandown Road, Lake Sandown in Hampshire. I presume that's the right place. It's just got H-A-N-T-S. Ignorant man. Yes. Okay, so there we are. A little more music now. And from that album, Je T'aime.